Let's go for a case study. Ready? Same groups you are sitting. Okay, again, another adaptation of an old story. You don't need to worry where this story is coming from. It's into the modern version. What's the story? Kumar was born in a Christian home. His parents had dedicated him for God even before he was born. But he had very little to do with the faith of his parents other than going to church with them when he was young. He always resented his parents for their conservative views about life. He wanted to be very modern. As a teenager, he was involved with multiple relationships with girls. He enjoyed his friends having a great time and came to believe that one night stand and living in relationships are a great way of having fun. It's not fun, okay? Fun. It's fun. Great fun. One day he told his parents that he wanted to marry a girl from another faith. His parents tried their level best to convince him otherwise. He wouldn't listen to them. At last, parents agreed to go with him with broken hearts. However, his relationship didn't last for long. He, in fact, got involved with some violent fights in connection with his girlfriend. Soon he started visiting brothel houses to satisfy his urges. Occasional glimpses of success he enjoyed in his professional life that convinced him that the so-called God of his parents wouldn't mind his lifestyle. How else to explain the success that he was enjoying in life? He has become a local hero in his community. No one seems to be knowing about his secret life in the night. This is Kumar. You got the story? Think through the story. Think about his conscience and influenced by what? Think about his thoughts about that issue that he is facing. Think about his emotions when he is tempted and why. Think about the will to do, to action that he has developed, what kind of will it was. And think about his action, how it ended up. Okay? We are looking at a polluted heart and how it got polluted. Are you with me? Earlier we have seen a good heart. Mr. What was the name? Vikas, what did you call him? Righteous, wise, obedient. A heart that, how did it function? You have seen it. Now you are having a polluted heart. And there are questions given here. Questions are, what has influenced Kumar's conscience and thoughts? Okay? Kumar's heart, what was the emotion in Kumar's heart when he was tempted? Why was the emotion played out in his mind? What was the will, resolve of Kumar? How did he develop that kind of will for his life? What were the actions Kumar taken? What prompted him to continue his action? Describe the personality of Kumar from his action. One name for him. Okay? How many of you want to be this person? Nobody? But somehow, we have tinges of this in us, isn't it? Don't we admit that? The rebelliousness, hard-heartedness, pride, self-righteousness, peer pressure and that influencing our conscience. All it is there in us. Don't we think so? Isn't that why our heart is polluted? Some of us are not able to see anybody without that terrible thing. We look at a woman, we see that person naked. Look at a man, you see that person completely, how I own that person. Where is this pollution coming from? No wonder man of God cried out, how wretched man I am. There is this pollution with everyone. There is none righteous. No, not even one. All have come short of God's glory. All have sinned and come short of God's glory. Everyone. But thanks to God, Thanks to Lord Jesus Christ, through whom you can be saved. And I say, can be saved? You can be saved from the penalty of sin by accepting Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. That opens the door of salvation. And then you can be saved on a daily basis from the power of sin. Bible have a big word about it. I don't want to use that word. I mean, if you're worried about that word, it's sanctification. But I don't want to use that word. But there is a way in which you can overcome the world. You can overcome the pollution of your heart. There is hope. If there is any young man sitting here thinking, I am a gone case, I can't be reformed. My mind works so wickedly. I can't look at a woman with purity and holiness. If that's what your heart cry is, this morning, there is hope. You can be purified, provided you are willing to work in your heart. That's where you can start. If you're willing to work in your heart, you can be a changed person. Sometimes you must be thinking, I might be a very bad person. I don't know. My friends may not be like this. They don't feel the way I am feeling. They don't fall like the way I am falling. Others are not getting so much distracted as I am distracted in my thoughts. If that's what, my dear sister, you have come with your heart, there is hope. You can change it. You can change that pollution from your heart. And that's the system God has given to you through the salvation, through Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the hope with which we are here. You can be independent. You can be independent from this pollution. We will see how do we go about that. Okay? What shall I do? First of all, deep desire of change. You have to start there. If you don't have that desire itself, it's not going to work. You will live the way you are. You listen to the 1 day, 3 day, 5 day, 10 day conference will not make any difference. If you want to change, you need that desire, a very deep desire. Deep desire to take refuge to God. You remember this Old Testament has this concept of city of refuge, where people know that if I live the way I am and where I am, I will be killed. And hence, with my life in hand, I run to the safe house, which is the city of refuge. That city of refuge. And that's what we have in Lord Jesus Christ in the New Testament. Run for your life. That's a deep desire. Deep desire. I want to at any cost. Otherwise, my life is in danger. I can't live in the place and the circumstances where I am in. I need to have that refuge. If you have that deep desire, deep urge, that feeling, I want it. Well, that's where you start. Deep desire to submit to God. Therefore, submit to God. James, we'll read that portion. It's in the book of James. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. When you flee to God and be in that refuge city, devil will flee from you. Psalms 5:10, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Psalms 19:14, may these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart. Meditations come from where? In our four column, where it is? Your thoughts. May them, your thoughts, be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Deep desire to flee and deep desire to follow as well. You see that in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11. But you, O man of God, flee these things of the things of the flesh, the things that you have in the world. Flee from them and do what? Pursue, run. Righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. You have in 2 Timothy 2:22, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. John Engel has told you that. The fellowship that you have. And with the people who love the Lord, who follow the Lord, that works for you. And pursue at any cost. I will do this. Every day morning you wake up and tell the Lord, Lord, I take refuge into that refuge city. I want to get my thoughts purified today by the Holy Spirit. I wanted to have my conscience filled with the word of God. And I want to have that fellowship with people who love you and not with the world who hates you. Cut the connections with people who hate the Lord. who tempt you to sin. It doesn't mean that you have to go for a monastery, as John Engel has mentioned again. You live in your college, in your place of work, in your neighborhood. But if there is anybody who is tempting you in that place, you just cut that relationship off, come what may, and move with people who will not put you to shame. So that's what you do, deep desire for change.